Okay, Mr. Lang, next case.
The next application is application 11528, Deborah Folsom. The lot is south of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, being northeast of Dodd Avenue, approximately 169 feet southeast of Painter Lane, and being lot 60 within Truett's Midway Development Company subdivision, with a 911 address of 504 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 12, parcel 156, requesting a variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they are requesting a 5.5-foot variance from the required side yard of 10 feet, requesting a 2.25-foot variance from a required 30-foot front yard setback. General, we've received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return on this application. And I looked at the database and found no variances in close proximity to this property.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Deborah Folsom, and my address is 504 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth, 19971.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Go ahead, ma'am.
The two variances I'm going for, I guess I'll talk about them in time, but I purchased the home approximately two years ago, and the home has been in my family since it was built in 1970. And my grandmother owned the home I'm living in, and then my father owned the home, and then I purchased the home from my father 2 years ago. And it's a full-time residence of mine. Mm-hmm. The home is 600 square feet, and when I went to think about doing an addition, they suggested that I should get a variance, a contractor, on the side yard nonconformance. And it's been like that, you know, since it was built. And I do have something from Rehoboth Mall when they were building the mall. It's an agreement between my father and Rehoboth Mall acknowledging that the setback, the side setback, was as it is, and it encroaches on what they have as a buffer zone, which is just a treed area that the side of my property butts up to, and it goes against the service road behind Michael's. There's a chain link fence, then there's a 15-foot buffer zone, and then there's my house, and that's the side of my house. So that agreement was signed, and there was no problem with the mall. I purchased the house with that nonconformance. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to say about a lot of these. It's unique that I purchased it. It was already built. It would financially be hard to take away sort of the side of my house. It's a 600 square foot house. And as far as it altering the neighborhood, it's backing up to a service road of the mall. And I do have photographs I can show you of that. As far as the front setback, that is what I'm requesting for an addition. The addition is 530 square feet, and it's to my lot is a narrow, deep lot, and it's a unique property because it is narrow and deep, and so I had to, with the layout of my house, to add on the 500 feet cost effectively, I had to add it on to the left side of the house because the lot, the deep part of the lot, drops off in a hill, and it fills up with water during, you know, heavily rainy times. And I didn't want my foundation to be in a wet zone. So it would not be able to be developed toward the depth of my lot. I had to add it to the side. As far as it altering the essential character of the neighborhood, it would not. It Dodd Avenue was a dirt road up until about right around the time I bought the house. It was just like a dirt driveway. And my brother, who's sitting there, he lives across the street. He and I are the only two who have houses on that road. And his house also was in the family. My grandmother and my father, and then my brother bought that house, that property. And so he lives across the street from me. So he would be the only one that, you know, would sort of have a problem with it. And it's the reason I'm requesting the front setback is for a porch. I have 3'8" to the front of my house, and I'm encroaching. I'm just trying to get almost a 6-foot depth of a porch that's not built yet. The house is there, but the porch is not built till this meeting. So I think I've answered the standards. I do want to show. This is Dodd Avenue. I can pass these. This is Dodd Avenue, and it's a dead end street into the mall fence.
Ma'am, if you could speak into a microphone, you can use that one down there if you want to show us and pass them.
Good one right here.
Do you want to pass
them? Well, I'll pass them down. Thank you.
This is my brother's house across the street. He's directly across from me.
Is this your house here?
No, I'm sorry. My house is to the right here. I was just showing that was a dirt road. It was almost like a driveway.
Okay.
Until it was paved by us, not the county that we needed. It's been a dirt road sort of forever, but it was very muddy back there when we were living there. This shows sort of the buffer zone of the mall.
You can see the mall in the background.
Yeah. And this is my house, the end of my house, that the non-conforming side of the house that's butts up to the mall. And this shows the addition as it is now, where I want to put the porch on that would cover 2'3" beyond the 30-foot setback. And this shows the side.
The addition also.
And this is, again, this is showing the mall, what the side of my house and the service road. And then this shows the other side of the service road on the side of my house. So it's really nobody's back there except this shows why I couldn't develop through the back of my lot. It shows you the steep, how it goes downhill.
The same thing, pretty much.
That's the back of your lot, ma'am? But that is the back of your lot?
Yes. So I was trying to show how the water collects down there. And I didn't want to go in that direction.
Ma'am, it appears that obviously you've started an addition already.
Yeah, the addition as it is, though, is not non-conforming.
No, but adding it to the existing non-conforming structure makes that non-conforming.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? Well, why is she asking for variance on that side?
She's asking to put a front porch, open porch on the front, that would encroach.
Yeah, just for the porch.
Okay, we're not asking for...
What she's added so far conforms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not asking for a 5.5 foot variance on the other side yard for existing?
That's on the existing. The existing on the...
That's on the existing that I purchased.
Why are we asking for a variance there?
For the front, for this.
The contractor suggested I do that while I was asking for the variance on the porch. He said that's what I should do.
Can I ask a question?
So, okay, in the past, I know that that there have been requests, and once an existing structure is added onto, then everything has to come in conformity.
If you add onto something that's non-conforming, what you add on has to be brought into compliance, unless you get a variance.
But not the existing structure?
She's asking for the variance for the existing structure.
Okay.
The question is, when was the house built originally?
1970.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
1970?
Yes.
Okay.
After the...
Yeah, I just missed that when she had made this statement.
Right.
That would have been required at that time to be 10 foot.
Right.
1970.
I understood that.
The front would have been required to be 30 unless the private restrictions allowed them to be less.
Right.
And the Freemans built it.
It was, what, 68 that the...
Between 68 and 71.
71.
We allowed for existing deed restrictions to override.
Okay.
So a lot of them had 25-foot front yard. That's why I was going to raise that question, just to see what the 28 was.
Right.
Because they weren't required to apply for the 28-foot because it's already existing.
And that's why I asked the question, because this was built after the ordinance was established.
Right. So it would be.
But it didn't.
Okay. So no one brought that to your attention, that it was in violation. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Front like front.
It would be the same as the porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have a bump out on the front of your house, the existing house.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It's like a cantilever.
Yeah, but you're lined up with that porch line right up with that same
with the bump out.
Yeah. So that's why they apply for the front variance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah.
That would take care of the existing and the proposed porch.
Gotcha.
Mr. Workman, do you have any further questions?
Understand. Got it.
You got it? Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Do you want to testify, sir?
Yes, my name is Steve Folsom. I'm Deborah's brother, and currently
you just got to be sworn in first.
And your address?
Oh, my address? Okay, my address currently where I live is 26383. Timber Creek Lane in Millsboro, Delaware, but I own the property on 505 Dot Avenue, so that's why.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
And now you can come up, sir, please.
I'd just like to say that, in that area back there, that, it's just me across the road or whoever lives in the house. Right now, my parents are back in that house because they used to live in it. They sold it to me, and they decided to move back closer to all the children that they have. So they're in there, and, I plan on keeping them there until, as long as they live, of course. And after that, I probably will move back in the house or keep it for my children. I just want to let you know that, this doesn't affect me in any way. I'm all for it. And, I love to see her get her addition there and have a nice, it's really making the view better in my estimation, because it, gives a little more character of a house, and it probably, if anything, would maybe increase the real estate value, because it's a it's a nicer house. I mean, not too many people want to buy a 600-square-foot house these days.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant has addressed standards for granting variance in regard to uniqueness. The house has been there existing as is for many years. Because it is such a small house that and the fact that there is limited building space on the property because of the low area that collects water, it's difficult to develop it in strict conformity. I think the request that is, I agree, is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. The existing structure was there before she owned the property. We heard testimony that suggest it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear anything to the opposite of that, nor did we hear that it would be detrimental to public welfare. And the variance request, as according to the applicant, is a minimum to afford release, minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,528.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,528. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by voting of 4-0, case number 11,528 is approved.
Thank you.